first of all, just talk to us a little bit about like just your experience here at Rouse. Like, obviously, you're on loan for the year. You played a lot of time with the Monarchs this season. Just walk us through your season and how you felt it went overall.
I think it was great. I like the people here. I mean, I like the state itself. It's very low-key. I don't really do much, so it's a perfect fit for me. And for soccer-wise, it was good. Not the best, but I enjoyed it.
What are some of your biggest takeaways from this season? What are some of the key points that maybe you've learned throughout the course of the 2023 season?
On the terms of...
As far as your game goes.
One is I learned that I need to be more aggressive. I also learned that I can do better when it comes to being in the gym, getting bigger. There's still more room for growth, and back to the field, I can learn. I learned that I can take more responsibility on the field as well.
Has there been any conversations of maybe possibly extending your time here with Rouse Lake or?
Yes. For next year, I will be here. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Marcus.
Thank you.
What's it like being a young guy and having access to players like Zach McMath and Demir Krylock and these guys who have been not only in the league for a long time, but here specifically with this club in the state and kind of getting a chance to learn from them as much as guys are teaching you whatever?
Guys like McMath, Demir, the best thing you can do is just listen. Usually you're gonna learn a lot more than talking when they're around. Also, they tend to hold the team together, so you can see the leadership in them. You can see how they carry themselves and try to mimic the good things they do. So yeah.
What would you say you've learned about the team's culture since you've been here?
It's a very tight group. More importantly, a diverse group. And even though I don't speak Spanish, but I get along with every Spanish guy that's here. And even if we're not talking verbally, just like looking at each other and having a smile or a laugh over something else, is there's a connection there, and that way makes everything easier. They're very free spirit people, so yeah.
Why is the diversity important, do you think?
I mean, everyone has a different upbringing, and there's always something to learn from other people, and diversity just broadening your source so you can learn from a lot of different cultures and personalities.
How do you think that translates, if at all, to playing soccer on the field and winning games?
Again, having different personalities, being from a different place, affects how you carry yourself. Also, how you play. Like someone like Severino, he plays very differently. He's a guy who's not gonna really go into a 50-50, but with his confidence on the ball, he's gonna take on 2-3 players. And as opposed to other guys who's not from where he's from, and more physical, and you can learn from both sides and try to implement it in your game. So that's one way diversity could help you out.
Hey, Moses, thank you for your time today. Early on in the season, you had a goal of the week with the Monarchs with that free kick goal. Despite kind of an up and down season for the Monarchs, more of a tough start for them, for you guys. How was it playing for the team this year?
It was good. I had some really, really good moments with the Monarchs, and being around some younger kids and even some older guys. But at that level, we tend to have a really good connection. Speaking of diversity, the age range from 17 to like 20, 25, and the fun we had was something I won't forget, even though the season wasn't great.
You've been in this league for quite some time. Yes, we were talking about you started very, very young. You've had some time to kind of, you know, see how the league has changed and how it's updated. A lot of people also think you have a really good opportunity next year to get some first team minutes. What do you think you'll need to do in order to be able to achieve that?
Like I said earlier to the first question I got, and things that I've learned, things that I need to do is, one, of course, get a little bigger. I don't know how much bigger I could get, but just a little bit. And given my personality, it's quite the opposite of what I need to work on. It's being more aggressive, which is not something I am, but given the sport I need to be and the position I play at the right time, of course. Those are the things I need to do. And within my personalities is taking leadership, being more assertive on the field, off the field.
For next year, do you have any personal goals for yourself, and does that also include earning a spot in the U-22 and U-23 national teams?
Yes, 100%. But we start small, start from home, even though it's not my home, but it's a good place to call home. Start from here, maybe getting into the starting 11, being more consistent, staying there. And then once you got those foundations set, other opportunities are going to come.
We've seen Pablo use guys that play defensive midfielder, kind of where you're comfortable at, or midfielder at least, transition to other positions such as right back. We've seen it with Meccanelli, Yatsel Offelsen. If that opportunity comes to you and Pablo is asking you to play maybe somewhere you aren't used to playing, are you open to doing that?
100%. During trainings here, I've been playing somewhat right back, left back, even center back one time. It felt great. It's very hard, but yeah, I would be open to playing other positions. Great. For sure.
Awesome. Thank you, Moses. Appreciate it.
Got a question for you, Moses, real quick. Looking at the time that you did spend with the first team this year, I think one of the games that stands out to me was your performance in D.C. coming on as a second-half sub in a place that you're really familiar with and had an impact on the game to close out the last 15 minutes of that chippy affair. When you look at when you first came to the league, when you're with Loudoun and D.C. to now your time with Real Salt Lake and the Monarchs, how has this club helped you in your development as a professional, and also what do you remember from that night and kind of the full circle moment there coming on against DC?
This club is my second club in the MLS, so the experience was similar but different in terms of the people around, the way the club goes about getting players ready or getting new players ready. And also the people within the club, like the staff and the medical staff, more importantly, because I spend a lot of time with them as well. Even the trainers, they're different in their own way. And speaking from a young player perspective, they help me a lot when it comes to what I need to do in the gym and what I need to do on the pitch. Especially the athletic trainer at this club. He's a good guy. He pushes me to do things that, I mean, I know I can do, but you still need that little push to get you to where you want to go. Just for an example, I was asked to gain more weight, and by the end of the season, I gained about 7 pounds of muscle. So just small things like that. I think this club pushed me a bit more to get what I need to do done. And going back to DC and having to play against them, it was special. Yeah.
One last one for you, Moses. You're voted MVP for the Monarchs, and when you weren't on the field, it was noticeable. What was it kind of like being 19/20, but still being a veteran presence because of your experience, having guys that like Duke Wellings look up to you, and people like Anthony, who's older than you, but still looks up to you in the way that you play, kind of being that veteran presence beyond, besides being just 19/20.
That's a good question. Yeah, it's very different because I usually look up to other guys within the wherever I go because I tend to be one of the younger guys there, and having it flipped around was different, was eye opening, and being. I consider myself responsible. Being a bit responsible or more responsible than more people my age helped a little bit, because then not only am I younger than guys who look up to me, I'm also older than guys who look up to me. So I have to keep a balance, be more friendly, but then have a boundary with the younger guys. And also be more respectful to the other guys, but yet stay within like a space where they still see you as a veteran player. So it was definitely something that I haven't experienced before, and actually I have, but not at that level, especially being with Loudon. Yeah. So it was just different.